Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a cat that grew up in the jazz and music-rich Santa Cruz, California, in the early 1970s. That was current New York City saxophonist Donnie McCaslin with the 2006 song Manresa off the CD Seen From Above. Jazz was in his family bloodline. His father was a pianist and a vibraphonist, and it was at the age of 12 that Donnie started playing the tenor sax. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he had more to say about that time in his life.
But a quick snapshot of that for me was at 12 years old, having just made this decision to play tenor saxophone, I'm hearing my dad's band play once a week. But then, you know, my dad takes me down to hear Elvin Jones's band, you know, at the Columbia Jazz Center on a Monday night. And of course, at 12 years old, how do you process hearing Elvin Jones?
Yeah. So,
but I got to meet him, and Pat LaBarbera was playing tenor saxophone, and I loved it. I loved Elvin and his vibe, and I met his wife, and I mean, it was an amazing experience for a 12-year-old.
It didn't take long before Donnie was touring Europe and being part of the prestigious Monterey Jazz Festival's California All-Star Band. And from there, he went on to the Berklee College of Music in Boston, joining his professor Gary Burton's quintet for 4 solid years. And it was in 1991 that he went on to New York City to get involved in the greatest jazz scene on this planet. And over the years, Donnie has been very consistent in releasing quality albums and playing all over New York and the country with his blend of brilliant jazz. Most recently, he was a very instrumental part of David Bowie's Swan Song, his final album, Black Star, released in January 2016. And the exposure from this album has been meteoric. But at the end of the day, Donnie is a humble, talented, and a very journeyed jazz cat that has one goal in mind.
Obviously, when you get on the bandstand, there's so many things that can go through your mind. And, you know, I just try to get lost in the music. But I think that's a fundamental element of what I would like to have happen and what I strive for is for, you know, whatever emotion is coming through the music that it touches people and moves people in a positive way.
And with those words, we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of great sax cats, like the great Steve Lambert and Brett Jackson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to spin a whole hour full of good jazz notes. And one Donnie tune simply isn't going to cut it. Here he is in 2009 with another, with the tune, The Liberator Song, off his CD, Give and Go.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Donnie McCaslin. I live in Brooklyn, New York, but I love Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
All right, you're up, kid. Okay. That was talented New York City jazz bassist Alexander Claffey with a cut off his 2016 debut album, simply called Claffey, and that's the way he likes to be called. That was the song Chapter 5, Memories of Her Flat. That's a great title.
Say it again.
It's called Chapter 5, Memories of Her Flat.
Sounded like we possibly could have continued that sentence on. So, anyway, go ahead. I'm not really helping here, am I?
No, that's good. I was just thinking. He's been a part
of it. I'll bet you were.
Everything started out really good, and I've taken it there. He's been a part of a flourishing New York City scene for the last 5 years, and he wrote, produced, and recorded this initial album and his offering to the world. So Claffey was raised in a musical household and was educated in Philly. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about it.
I learned a lot at this place in Philadelphia called the Clef Club for Jazz. A lot of people went through there, you know, Questlove, Jaleel Shaw, Jonathan Blake, Oren Evans. A lot of people, you know, came up hanging out over there with the older musicians. But, you know, just hanging out down at Chris's in Philly and clubs like Time and in different places and getting to spend time around, you know, the late, great Sid Simmons. And that was, you know, the very informal Philly education that I had.
Over the years, he did get some formal digs on the double bass with some of the world's finest cats on the instrument, like the great Ron Carter. And he's also played with the best in the business, like Johnny O'Neill, Jimmy Cobb, Russell Malone, Christian Scott, and many others. From the trombonist in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers outfit, and a prolific cat in his own right, this is Curtis Fuller in 1982 with the tune Blue Bossa off his CD Curtis Fuller Meets Roma Jazz Trio, next on Neon Jazz.
Recorded live in his flat.
That's right in his flat. Texture.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Classy, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the talented Grammy-nominated jazz singer Stacey Kemp with the 2015 tune, Tenderly. So her education in the jazz arts took off at the Newark Academy in Livingston, New Jersey. Then she moved to England after her graduation and attended London's Guildhall School of Music and Drama. During that time, she met tenor saxophonist Jim Tomlinson and got married in 1991. From there, she began opening for established jazz acts at the Great Ronnie Scott's nightclub in London. And after that, she went on to record, perform, and storm the jazz world like mad, and it's gone all the way up to this very year of 2016. From the avant-garde, the realm John Christopher likes the best, this is the New York outfit simply called the Elliott Sharp Aggregate. This is a probing, exploratory tune called Arc of Venus off their 2013 CD, Quintet.
Dig it.
Dig it, baby.
¶¶ My name is Marcus Lewis. I'm a jazz trombonist, composer, and educator based in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Check him out.
Thank you.
That was the talented Kansas City-based jazz trombonist, composer, and educator Marcus Lewis with the cut Where I'm Headed off his 2012 CD Facing East. And where he was heading started out in Augusta, Georgia, beginning his time on the trombone at the age of 12. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Marcus talked about a music moment from his youth that changed his life.
He told me about J.J. Johnson. And so I went out and bought a J.J. Johnson CD. It was the Eminent Volume 1. And started listening to it, and I was like, man, this is amazing. I didn't know the trombone could do this. This is so cool. Like, this is what I want to do. Forget the band director stuff. Like, I want to be able to do that and express myself like this guy could.
So from there, he got his master's degree in trombone performance from the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And then he went back to Georgia, Atlanta specifically, and then his wife got a job offer in Kansas City, and he headed towards the Midwest, where today he is here and stays quite busy. He stays strong with the Marcus Lewis Band, and he hits the road with Grammy-nominated vocalist, Kansas City, Kansas native Janelle Monae. Over the course of our interview with Marcus, he had some eloquent thoughts on this next legend on the show, saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter. Before we hear the cut, 502 Blues off his 1966 LP, Adam's Apple, here's Marcus and his words on Wayne.
I think Wayne Shorter is like the definition of what a musician is. He has this great span of work, and it's all constantly moving forward. He never... You know, you have people that have careers that do music that literally sounds the same, no matter what time period they're in. Wayne is always being, like, ahead of, like, everyone. He's a very smart guy, but he also comes from a place of, like, being truly honest when he's playing. He's, like, my favorite musician.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great, legendary Wayne Shorter with the 502 Blues back in 1966. And our final moment is going to come from a cat that was always doing good things on the stage.
Our final moment?
Our final cut of this moment of Neon Jazz.
That sounded rather ominous.
I'm sorry. I mean, our continuation of the show. But for this one, the book will be closed until the next chapter opens.
And with that esoteric statement,
live in 1954 at the Apollo Hall concert, Mr. Lionel Hampton's going to keep the Neon Jazz spirit going forever on the vibes with the tune Midnight Sun. A great song title. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always swooning under the midnight sun, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Swooning as we speak.
Like what you heard? Well, let us know. Swoon a little bit. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Play them vibes, Lionel.
Get on it.
You got to whip it.
Whip it, whip it real good. Born in Belarus, all right.
Born in Belarus.
Da-da. Born in Belarus.
Just quite. And if Bruce had been born in Belarus, it just wouldn't have quite the same meaning, would it?
This whole world would be different.
And if Devo had just sort of whined a little bit about it, then it wouldn't.
That's right.
We wouldn't be whipping it good.
We wouldn't be whipping it at
all. Speaking of whipping it good,
let's do it.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
All right. Neon Jazz.